Time to have a look at accessible technology. And I'm joined now by Mohammed Atif from RIB Technology for Life team. He's a Technology for Life advisor, is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. Hello, Simon.
Hello. Now, we're going to talk about a bit of a thorny issue, actually. Windows 10, because there's been some issues with that on accessibility, haven't there?
There have been, especially with like screen readers and things like that. But we've been reassured now that things are getting more accessible, especially with screen readers, screen magnification, etc.
Well, Windows has an update, Windows 10. It's the Spring Creators update. Tell us about this.
Yeah, that's been released around about now, to be honest with you. And there are various features. It comes in quite hefty, so it may take several hours to upgrade when it does push to your machine. And there are various accessibility changes. Well, not so much the actual functionality of the accessibility, but the actual way to find where the accessibility features are. So I'm just going to cover where to find those accessibility features, what accessibility features there are, some of the new features that Microsoft have introduced, and how to get this upgrade. So the accessibility features can be found by holding down the Windows key and U to go to the Ease of Access Center. And in there, before, what you saw or what you could hear with your screen reader was a list of just magnifier, narrator, on-screen keyboard, invert colors, all this kind of thing. Now what it's going to be, it's that it's going to be vision, and in vision there's going to be a subheadings such as I said, magnifier, screen reader, etc. Then there's going to be so dyslexia, then there's going to be other options as well for other disabilities as well, like dictation and cognitive disabilities as well. And that's the way then you would have to navigate, rather than just arrowing down the list and pressing enter. You would have to, it's like more of a like a tree view, if that makes sense. So there's subheadings, and you have to open the first heading to enter the subheadings, which then you'll have to open to get to the main settings of that tool, for example. So if you were to go into narrator settings, for example, you would find the heading for vision, then the heading for narrator, and then go into that and all the narrator options are in there. Same with magnifier, invert colors, on screen keyboard, etc. Microsoft have sort of followed Apple's route, as in terms of, if you start something, if you're logged into a web browser or your email client or Office 365 or whatever, you can use something on one device. So you're using it on a Windows desktop computer. And if you're signed into a Windows laptop computer with the same Microsoft ID, you can carry on with what you were doing from your desktop computer. There are other things such as live tiles. Cortana's a bit more, Cortana being the virtual assistant, it's more intelligent. And what Microsoft have done also, because they've bought up Spotify, you can ask Cortana to play such and such a track or recognize such and such a song. So, for example, if you wanted Ed Sheeran, for example, you could just say, Cortana, play Ed Sheeran, and it will proceed to play Ed Sheeran. And that's completely free because it's Spotify. So the way you would get this upgrade, there's two ways of getting it. If you can't wait until Microsoft pushes it to your device, you can download something called the Windows 10 Upgrade Assistant from the Microsoft website. When you run this application on your computer, it will tell you whether there's an update available or not, and that will push it to your device. You could also go into your Windows 10 settings, go down to Update and Security, and choose Windows Update from the list. And in there, it will tell you whether there's updates available or not. And one of them should be the Windows 10 Spring Creators Update. Or the other way you can do it is by just waiting until Microsoft pushes it to your device. They'll send you a notification saying that there's an update available. And the next time you shut down or restart your computer, the Windows update will happen. So that's the best way, I suppose, of doing it. Because obviously then, they determine that your computer is ready for that and they can do it. What I would say to you, if you're a JAWS, NVDA, ZoomTech, Supernova, Dolphin Guide, any of these programs, use any of these programs, I would consult your software manual and just find out that it's compatible. We do have some times where JAWS may not work straight away from the Windows, when Windows is updated. So you may want to check that. Although there has been a recent JAWS update of the 2018 version and the 18 version. So, you know, that's there. I think they've updated that because of this Windows 10 update, which is round about now.
Of course, always the worry when you take one of these big updates is that you've got your computer set up the way you want it, and then it changes everything again. You know, is it a good idea maybe to hold off just a little bit if you can and see if there's any bugs to be ironed out first?
Well, to be completely honest with you, if the Windows update gets pushed to your device, then you don't have much option but to upgrade, to be honest with you, because it does it when you're shutting down the computer or restarting the computer. So you don't really have a much choice. What I would say to you, what I'd recommend is don't force the update straight away. Don't go to this Windows 10 upgrade assistant. Don't go to Windows updates in your settings. Let Microsoft do it themselves. You know, don't force it, I would say. And that's the best advice I would give you. If you are competent in using the computer and you're confident that it won't mess up anything or do anything and towards your computer, then by all means, just go ahead and do what you have to do. But if you are not an advanced computer user, then I would wait.
Competent computer user, that rules me out.
Don't be too hard on yourself, Simon.
That was me being quite easy on myself. Right, now that may sound quite complicated for you at home, but don't worry, because Mohammed or any other member of the Technology for Life team is on hand, and you can get in touch and ask questions on this or on anything else to do with accessible technology. How do we do this?
You can do that via phone. It will be our RNIB helpline number, which is 0303 123 9999, or you can email your inquiry and contact details to TFL, which is Tech for Life, at rnib.org.uk. And one thing additional to that, I would say, that's like email and telephone support, but if you require support, you think that you require support face to face, you're not confident to do that yourself, you can ask for a volunteer to come out. We have technology volunteers across the UK. We will request a volunteer to come out to your home and help you to set up or upgrade Windows 10. There is a little bit of a waiting time for that because it's a voluntary service. It's not guaranteed, but if there's a volunteer in your area, we will do our utmost best to sort of request one and get a volunteer out to you.
Mohammed Atif, it's great to chat with you again, and look forward to speaking with you very soon.
Will do. Pleasure. Take care, Simon. Thank you.